Wordament is a popular word search game for multiple platforms, including Windows Phone, iOS, and Android. After a fast 2-minute competition with hundreds of other users in real time, Wordament displays your score and then a leaderboard with your ranking. Wordament is a good example of how Microsoft Azure can be used to create modern games. This video goes behind the game to take a look at the Wordament architecture. Wordament runs on Azure Cloud Services. Scalable web and worker roles coordinate to support different parts of the overall system. Wordament routes all global traffic initially through the visitor center, the web role that is load balanced across 3 machine instances. You log into Wordament using either a Facebook or Xbox account. Once the visitor center authorizes you, it sends a URL to a game room. The URL is specific both to the language of the game, such as French, and your region, such as Europe. The same application is deployed to multiple Azure data centers around the world to provide scale and a consistent experience. At this point, you connect to the game room, which is a web role that is also scaled across 3 machine instances. The game room connects you to a new game. At the end of a game, it returns your score, but it also has to calculate your ranking. There could have been hundreds of other players in the same game, and the scores get reported to different web role instances. The aggregator role performs the work of processing scores from each of the web role instances. Although Azure Cache typically stores data from back-end data stores, in this case, Azure Cache is simply being used as fast, temporary storage for processing tasks. The end result is an aggregated leaderboard that gets passed back to the game room. After a short wait, each user sees their ranking and percentile in the game just played. Let's say that you got a high score. Congratulations. But up to this point, your score data only resides in Azure Cache and in the memory of the aggregator and game room machines. In order to track player statistics, the game rooms must permanently store the results of each game to Azure Blob Storage. In this architecture, table storage also stores data used for other game functionality, such as searches for friends. The leaderboard orchestrator role reads the raw game data from Blob Storage. It then uses batching to write the data to Azure SQL Database. Stored procedures run against the data to create updated leaderboards. As opposed to the single game leaderboards, these results show best players of the day or top Wordament players of all time. The updated leaderboards are stored in Blob Storage, where users access them through the game role. The headquarters service monitors and runs tests against the components. And the game itself is published using Azure PowerShell commands, which, in turn, use the Azure Service Management APIs. Thanks for taking the time to review the Wordament application architecture. For more architecture resources, go to aka.ms/msarch.